We've got a stack of early release documents and internal memos on the table today. All of them are detailing the newly released Chevrolet Service Intervals 2026 model guide.
Yeah, it's quite the stack.
It really is. So welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is to, well, explore the foundational concepts in these sources. We want to figure out exactly what to expect from Chevy's most popular 2026 models.
Right, exactly.
And getting a look at this guide now, it feels a bit like receiving a health and wellness syllabus right before New Year starts.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about setting baselines.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Why is it so crucial to establish these maintenance expectations for 2026 models right now? I mean, we're talking about cars that haven't even hit the pavement yet.
Well, anticipating these intervals is, it's entirely about consumer preparation and peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
The specific phrasing in the memos, that what to expect line, it signals a massive shift toward proactive vehicle ownership. Automakers are essentially giving you a financial and temporal roadmap.
So you can plan ahead.
Exactly. It allows you to budget your time and your resources for their upcoming lineup long before you actually buy the car.
Wait, but here's where it gets really interesting. The guide explicitly targets popular 2026 models.
Yeah, the big sellers.
Right. But doesn't that imply a one-size-fits-all approach? Like a heavy city commuter sitting in stop-and-go gridlock is going to wear through a car way differently than someone who, you know, only does weekend highway cruising.
Oh, absolutely.
So how much can we really expect without them knowing your specific individualized driving habits?
Well, that actually used to be the biggest flaw of these manufacturer guides. They just gave you a median expectation based on, well, the law of averages.
Right, like the standard sticker in the window.
Exactly. But what's fascinating in these 2026 documents is how the printed baseline is now paired with algorithmic wear tracking inside the vehicles themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the guide sets the initial expectation, but the car's computer dynamically adjusts it based on your actual habits.
How does that algorithmic tracking actually work in practice, though?
Let's look at how the 2026 onboard diagnostic systems operate for their new EV lineup.
Okay.
Instead of a basic odometer simply hitting 5,000 miles to blindly trigger a service light, the car's computer is monitoring a complex web of telemetry.
Like we kind of data.
It actively tracks the thermal stress on your battery packs from local weather, plus the frequency of your high voltage fast charging cycles. And even how aggressively you use regenerative braking in that stop-and-go traffic you mentioned earlier.
Wait, really? So the car is calculating the real-time degradation of its own components?
Exactly how it works. And the most surprising takeaway from these sources is that Chevy is recommending EV battery diagnostic checks at the exact same mileage intervals previously reserved for traditional oil changes.
That is incredibly clever. The classic 5,000-mile checkup hasn't actually disappeared.
No, it's just gone digital.
Right. They are tapping into the old maintenance muscle memory that you already have, but swapping out the fluids for firmware diagnostics.
Yeah, it anchors new, intimidating technology to established habits.
Makes total sense.
The guide provides the overarching framework, so you know what's coming, but you rely on the vehicle's sensors to apply the context of how hard you are actually driving.
It's really setting the stage. So while this high-level look at the 2026 guide acts as a teaser, I mean, it doesn't give us the microscopic breakdown of every single bolt.
No, definitely not.
The ultimate takeaway here is the importance of foresight. The 2026 Chevrolet Guide serves to establish a baseline expectation for the brand's most sought-after vehicles. This ensures you are never caught off guard by future maintenance needs.
Which is huge for peace of mind.
Exactly. So what does this all mean for you when you're looking at your own garage or planning your next vehicle purchase?
I'd say, in a world of constant information overload, having clear, scheduled expectations cuts through the noise. It gives you a predictable rhythm for ownership.
Okay.
But if we connect the existence of this guide to the broader picture of where automotive technology is rapidly heading by 2026, well, it raises an important question.
What's that?
As vehicle technology rapidly evolves, will the very definition of a service interval shift away from traditional mechanical wear and tear?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we might be looking at a near future where your scheduled maintenance isn't about visiting a mechanic at all. Instead, it becomes focused on blocking off time to schedule your car's mandatory digital software updates.